Track 17, The Last Word. I have never heard Neil Haverson admit to being a rambler, but this month he does seem to be rambling. From the garage door via the supermarket and the bank to the doctor's. Here he is with The Last Word.
At Shady Pines we have an up-and-over garage door. Needless to say, it's been some years since I opened it to put the car away. Like many people, the garage has become a mini warehouse, and having a modern car, I could possibly squeeze it in, but I would be trapped inside it. The garage door has weathered over the years, and I confess I have not painted it as regularly as I should. Well, it's a tedious job. Getting rid of flaking paint and rust, grime gets in the grooves, and they are quite cumbersome to paint. But now the mechanism has a fault, so it could do with replacing. A friend has invested in a new garage door with a remote control. She proudly demonstrated it to me and even let me have a play. But I think an automatic door is a step too far, so I made a speech about still being able to stagger out of the car to open it. Besides, what would the neighbours think when I appeared in the drive, pushed a button, and stood there grandly watching it rise like a portcullis to reveal an embarrassing stash of furniture, boxes and bikes that would probably never again fulfil their purpose in society? I know I'm always going on about new technology, but it does rather take us over. But I do admit I don't know where we'd be without it. The old favourite is what did we do before the photocopy? Messy old carbon paper and those awful Gestetner machines to running off duplicate documents. I would not want to return to those days. But I do think in some areas so-called progress is being imposed on us under the guise of better service, when the basic motive is to cut costs. I've banged on before about there being fewer mantils in supermarkets as we're pointed towards the self-service checkouts. Of course, I railed against these when they were first introduced, but I gave in, and now I nearly always use them. Mrs. H constantly reminds me that by doing so, I'm putting someone out of a job. I read with regret the closing of bank branches, but I couldn't tell you when I last visited my local branch. Internet banking is so easy. Although, again, I have to endure Mrs. H's words of wisdom. You be careful. If someone hacks into our account, they could take all our money. And if you type a wrong digit, you could pay the wrong account and we'll never get our money back. Most of us have whinged about recorded voices answering the telephone, but even that seems to be getting more sophisticated. In one call I made recently, the voice was so good, I thought I was talking to a real person, so I began babbling away. It wasn't until she politely said, "I didn't catch that," that I realised it was a recording. Many doctor's appointments are conducted remotely. Perhaps one day you will log into the doctor's website. There will be a drop-down arrow displaying a list of illnesses. Click on one and it will say, "Press button for symptoms." Then you'll be asked, "Choose more options." How often does the diarrhoea strike? Have you had a strong curry lately? Please wait while Dr. Terminal diagnoses your symptoms. Dr. Terminal's recommended treatment. Do not stray too far from the loo for 24 hours.
Well, Neil, I'm not sure that this is a very reassuring title for someone treating you. At least he didn't introduce himself saying, "Hello, this is Terminal."